This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
With everything that we do, a combination of things. In every facet, whatever say, aspect of what we do, you got to scheme it better, you got to coach it better, and you got to execute better. Same amount of time we had last year, we dedicate this year to it. We start off the week on Wednesdays, we do a form of red zone. And then today we do red zone, then tomorrow we really hammer red zone. Like I said, there's a number of things we can do better. It starts with me. There's not one thing in particular, just like there wasn't one thing last year that was in particular why we were so successful. It was the combination.
The good thing about it, he makes it easy because he can handle it, man. I mean, it's just phenomenal, the football IQ and the information that he can retain and then go to apply it in real time. And you got to give credit to him. He's always prepared. I think that we just, like, obviously we got healthy. You know, we had to make some adjustments. We lost some guys for the year. I had to make some adjustments. But I just think I got to give credit to the players, man. The players, I think they really come together. And, you know, they've been leading the charge, holding themselves accountable. And
Zach Orr, Ravens defense coordinator, yesterday at One Winning Drive, meeting with the media as he does every Thursday as the Ravens get ready for their first home game. You heard during Joe LaCroix's update in almost a month. Taking on a beleaguered Jets team. Well, the Ravens have their own issues, you know, trying to get over 500 for the first time this season. But Zach Orr talking about a defense that was much maligned in the first 5 weeks of the season. Ravens started the season 1-5. Even that loss, the fourth straight to the Rams, defense showed up a little bit, held the Rams to under 20 points, but LA had some problems there. Davante Adams dropped a couple of passes. Matt Stafford, maybe the LA team, wasn't that strong in the red zone. But since then, the Ravens have stabilized things. Not a dominant defense, not the 2000 Ravens as we celebrate the 25th anniversary of the first world championship team for the Baltimore Ravens. Super Bowl 35 over the Giants, but hell of a lot better than they were. And if we can go back a month and a half, say to their last home game against the Bears, where Lamar Jackson didn't play. Oh my God, Ravens are going to get blown out. They're going to drop to 1-6, going to be toast. And I think we were all DEFCON 1 here on this station, or at least on this show, Vinny and Haney. Nolan McGraw, Vinny's off today. Nolan's here, and we'll talk to him in a second. But they hung around, and Tyler Huntley executed a perfect game plan for the most part. They kicked Chicago's ass. Bears haven't lost since then, by the way. But the defense has gotten it together a little bit. Draymond Jones was brought in. The Gilman trade from the Chargers has allowed Kyle Hamilton to be more like the Kyle Hamilton of 2 years ago. And now we're starting to see the results. And even though the sack numbers aren't accumulating like last year's team or 2 years ago when they led the NFL in sacks, the quarterback hits double digits in two consecutive games. So you figure they're going to start to get home sooner or later, and the Jets have given up a ton of sacks. We'll get to them in a second. But Nolan, Zach Orr was public enemy number two around these parts a month ago behind Mike Elias, who still might be public enemy number one after the trade of Grayson Rodriguez. By the way, Orioles kind of getting roasted nationally on that one, but we'll get to that in due time. But he mentioned the player, Zach Orr, getting healthy, the added personnel from EDC. But Zach Orr does have to devise the game plan. So as he was getting the brunt of the blame when they were terrible early, shouldn't he get at least some of the credit for them becoming better, more improved, and the fact that they're starting to force more turnovers? Somebody's got to be part of that equation.
Right, and there's no excuse to be made of, oh, hey, you brought in this coach. You know, you had to go get help, go bring this guy in, and then the turnaround started, like last year with Dean Pease. And then everyone just assumed that, oh, well, that's because of Dean Pease. That's the only reason they turned it around. Well, this year, there was no savior. I mean, you had veteran guys to lean on, Chuck Pagano, but he was there from the start. Yep. He was there for all the terrible, terrible results, especially in his portion of the defense, the secondary. They looked terrible. So did injuries play a factor? Sure. But I think the criticism at the time of Zach Orr was fair. Now I think it's for more than fair to go the opposite direction and give him his due credit.
So Zach Orr, speaking to the media, also talked about Kyle Hamilton and the versatility that he brings to the equation. And Alohi Gilman, all right, teammates at Notre Dame. Gilman was his roommate because Kyle was a youngster at that time in South Bend, Indiana. But who would have thought that just bringing a safety that could solidify the back end allows Kyle Hamilton to be more of a disruptor? And we see him getting his hands on the ball. We see him like in the backfield, stopping the run, getting to the quarterback. This is very reminiscent of 2023 when Kyle Hamilton was a first team all pro and he got paid. But early in the season, Kyle Hamilton was just as culpable as everybody else for getting toasted on a weekly basis. Now Kyle Hamilton's becoming kind of this disruptive force, and you don't really know in what fashion he's going to disrupt you right now.
Well, to me, it made one thing very clear, and that's that at least I, and I think a lot of other people out there, underestimated the loss of Ardarius Washington. You know, when he went down, it stunk. You know, he had a great year last year. You hate to lose him for the entire season, but I didn't think that it would have that kind of trickle-down effect. Now, it would have been nice if they went out and maybe found a veteran safety because that Ardarius news was known pretty early on in the offseason. But this is now, I think, a couple years in a row where Hamilton has started a season playing more of a traditional safety role. And he's okay. He's fine. But that's not where he's at his best. That's not where he makes the entire defense better. And you've made this financial commitment to him. I think now it should be abundantly clear, as the Ravens move forward building their defense, you have to have two capable safeties on the back end to allow Kyle Hamilton to be the free roaming piece. Because you can say, all right, well, we can get by if Hamilton's on the back end. All right, maybe for a week or two, but for an entire season, no. No way. We've seen enough of a sample size at this point to show that it's not just about him, it's the entire defense. It's sink or swim. If he's able to roam around, the entire defense gets elevated. If he has to play one singular role on the back end, everyone suffers.
And Malachi Starks is starting to grow into his rookie first-round role as he's starting to get around the football. And Gilman, as we said, even though he's had some tackling issues at times, but he has solidified things in that area. So the defense, they're starting to trend upwards, and you got the Jets, and that's a putrid outside of Breece Hall offense right now, and we'll do all of that talk as the show progresses. But offensively, all right, red zone struggles, and we're Todd Monken right now. The Ravens, let me double check this. It's a blind in one eye. They're 28th in red zone offensive efficiency. There's 32 teams. They were the best or one of the best last year in this category. Still have Zay Flowers. Still have Henry. Lamar missed a couple of games. All goes back to the O-line, as Vinny stated a bazillion times. Likely has been absent. Got hurt, missed games, missed time. Does not appear anywhere close to the likely we've seen the second half of 23 and all of 24. Bateman, who's out, as we said, but his contributions have been minimal. Hopkins, first couple of weeks. Hey, he was Nelson Aguilar. He catches it. It's going to be a touchdown. It's going to be a big play. A lot of factors going into the red zone struggles. Can't run the ball in the red zone. And we just heard Todd Monken say, OC, play calling can be in question as well.
Yeah, and I think maybe it was earlier this week, if not, it was definitely last week, where I was saying, well, obviously the O-line is fully to blame here. And I'm putting it all on them, that I was even willing to give Todd Monken a pass, that it wasn't so much on his shoulders for play calling and anything. These guys just can't block, you know, and how is it that you put together this great 70, 80 yard drive and you get down inside the five and you can't finish? I mean, where's the motivation to even just, you know, maul the guy in front of you and finish this incredible drive? But now that I think about it a little bit more, the O-line is what it is. It's not good. It's, quite frankly, it's terrible at times.
Right.
But if they're not willing to make any personnel changes there, how can we sit here and expect different results? So with that in mind, all right, Todd Monken, this is the situation you're in. Shouldn't be here. It shouldn't be this bad, but now you're in the boat. What do you do with it? So I think there does need to be a little bit more adjustment. There needs to be some more creativity. I mean, what can we do to maybe instantly get Lamar in space and avoid that instant pressure that in his face? We clearly can't run it inside the five, so that should be off the table. I mean, you say you want to run it on first down, I forget it. Don't even waste the down. I'm not running it at all down there. So I think there does need to be a little adjustment.
And we've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks, Nolan, me, you, and Vinny. And with our listeners, of course, on this Featured Artist Friday, 410-583-1057 is the number to get in. Derrick Henry, last year, he wasn't facing contact till he got past the line of scrimmage. This year, he's getting drilled before he gets to the center or to the guards. Going back to, again, the offensive line struggles. And Voorhees was back at practice. Everyone was back at practice except for Keon Martin and for Rashad Bateman, but everyone else was there. So, much to Vinny's dismay, and maybe to the dismay of a lot of Ravens fans, Andrew Voorhees.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This was there. Right. Remember, he was a steal. Everyone, they got steal this guy. And I was like, oh my God, could he be hurt? Vinny was actually rooting that he was injured and couldn't play.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, he is technically playing like a seventh rounder.
Yeah.
But he wasn't supposed to be a seventh rounder. So, yeah, I'm a little surprised that it's gone this awry for him because there was so much promise. And early on, you could say, all right, well, injury excuse. It's going to take him a while to get ramped up. And I didn't think he looked terrible in the first couple games last year before he got hurt and replaced by McCary. but maybe I wasn't watching close enough. And then obviously once he was ready to come back, they didn't even consider putting him back in there over McCary. I mean, it wasn't even a thought. Just keep McCary there.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ravens, Jets coming up 1 o'clock, M&T Bank Stadium. Ravens 13.5-point favorites over the struggling Gangrene with Tyrod Taylor at quarterback. If you want to make a prediction for the game, feel free to do so. I mean, are you, as a fan, because the, looked like, I wasn't there. I've been a Ravens game in years, but it looked like the crowd enthusiasm against the Bears was rather limited. There were a lot of Chicago fans, but the stands didn't appear to be full. In the Houston game, you get tickets in the club level and whatever, so second-hand market for relatively cheap. And you think the fans are going to start showing up again since the Ravens won four in a row? Or?
Well, I always say that it's the Lamar factor. I was at the Bears game, which you're right, it did kind of – it helped that the weather was fantastic. I think that made it about as good as it could be. But when Lamar was ruled out, I'm sure some people said, I'm not going. It's not worth it. But I thought it was an okay crowd that day. I think it's all Lamar. I mean, if he's healthy and playing, the crowd's there. They're energized. It's as simple as that. Doesn't matter who the opponent is.
We got two games in 5 days, starting on Sunday, and then you have Cincinnati on Thanksgiving. So if you're headed to the game, your enthusiasm level is what? If you want to make a prediction for the game, we're all picking here that the Ravens are going to blow them out. I mean, could they trap game my ass at this stage of the season? You can't be in no trap games. Orioles made a trade today. Somewhere PT and Towson is mourning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.